Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
If we turn to Matthew chapter 6, we'll be reading verse 30 to 33. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. The title of our message is The Kingdom of God. He says to us, the Lord himself, Jesus Christ, said that we should seek first the kingdom of God. That we should give no thought for our life, what we shall eat, what we shall drink, or what we shall wear. That if God will clothe the grass in the field that can be burnt at any time and decorate them so beautifully, how come we don't have faith in God to provide for us? But rather, he said we should seek God first. We should seek the truth of God first. And what is that kingdom of God? See the accounts of Luke chapter 16 and reading from verse 16. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. And it is easier for heaven and earth to pass than one tittle of the Lord to fail. Say, since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God is preached unto us. What kingdom? The word of God. From the days of John the Baptist, then, the word is being preached. The words of God in the Bible is not being preached to us by the gospel. So it's from that time on, the word is being preached, telling us to repent, to turn to God. That's repentance toward God and faith towards Christ. So God is saying we should turn away from flesh and blood and turn to his word. And that this kingdom of God is the kingdom of Christ, who is Christ, the word of God. And so it's being preached to us that if we have faith in him, then we will press in. We will strive to enter in. See what it says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Say, the way to destruction is broad. The way of flesh and blood, naturally mindedness, he says, broad. It's many find that way. But the way of spirit, the way of life, the way of the word of God, he says is narrow, is straight. It's not broad. Only few can find it. Therefore, he says, press in and strive to enter. That it is this word that has been preached to us, like he sent Noah in the days of old to preach his word to them, that the end of all flesh has come, and that they should get ready to enter the ark that will save their soul from the destruction. The destruction is at the door, is here. But he being merciful, he had made a provision. That provision was the ark they will enter. And anyone that enter that ark has believed his word. And Noah and his family alone believed the word. And they were saved. Those 8 souls were saved in the days of Noah. By what means? By the ark. And so he's saying to us that in this New Testament, he has provided for us the new ark. The ark of the New Testament. This is not natural ark of Noah. This is spiritual ark, which is his word. He says that anyone that enters in shall be saved. That enter who? That enters Christ. Enter his word, and his word enter us. He said we shall be saved. That's what Noah entered. Noah believed the word. And so because the word of God entered Noah, he then made the ark and then took his sons into the ark as God commanded him. And the Lord is saying to us that he so loved us, he gave us his son, that this son of God is a house. And this house, he says, in my father's house there are many mansions. That if it were not so, he would have told us that he has gone to prepare a place for us. And if he has gone to prepare a place for us, he will come and receive us to himself. So that where he is, we may be there also. Where is he? He's in the word. So in the beginning was the word. The word was with God. And the very word is God himself. God is in God. Who is God? The word. He said from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of the word of God is being preached. And that kingdom of the word of God is the kingdom of God. And then that we should press to enter in at this gate. Jesus said this in John chapter 15, in verse 7. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. He said we should be fruitful in the word of righteousness. He said we should harvest. That the harvest is truly plentiful, but the laborers are few. Who are the laborers? Us. He said he has sent us into that his vineyard where we have not labored to harvest. Harvest word, harvest the truth of the Bible. His word is to dwell in us. We are his vessel. We are the vessel of the word of God through his spirit. And then he says that is how the kingdom of God comes. When his word enters, the truth of this Bible enter into our hearts. That he is the son of the living God. That God gave birth to the scripture. And that the Bible is his only begotten son. That no man has seen God at any time. And that if these words of God abide in us as the Son of God, he said, then we'll be fruitful in his word. We'll not be barren. We'll become productive unto God. Because so God commanded that we should bear fruit and that our fruit should remain. What fruit? The undiable fruit of the word of God. That heaven and earth will pass away one day, but the word abided forever. This word is being preached to us by the gospel. He said to them in parable in Matthew chapter 13, saying that the sower came to sow, and the sower sowed the word, he explained, and that the sower is himself the Son of Man. Matthew 13, from verse 37, he answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the word. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. But the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world. And the reapers are the angels. as they have fall, the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. He says that the sower is himself. What did he come to sow? The word. We are in our hearts. And that the children of the kingdom are the children of the word of God, born again by the word that abideth forever. And that the children of the wicked one are the children of flesh and blood, who sold them the devil. But he told us that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, except those who are born by his word. That is, those whom he has reproduced himself in, that he is the vine, and you are his branches. Branch of who? Branch of the Holy Bible. That this word of God wants to dwell in us by faith and be talking from inside us. That is, we become a witness of him. That he is not dead, he is living. And that this living word of God wants to dwell in our hearts. And that his angels are going to bring this world to an end. The world has forgotten that. That he has angels. Who this holy word of God gave birth to angels, innumerable company of angels, uncountable. He says that he is going to come in the glory of his angels and his Father, and then bring this reign of men to an end. And so he said that, you know, remember he sent two angels to Sodom, and they ended up Sodom and judged them. And so he's saying to us that it is not the kingdom of man. He told Pilate that if my kingdom was of this world, this natural world, my servants will fight. He just told us his servants are angels. They are spirits, a flame of fire. He created them. And he's saying to us that we should be warned that he is coming with his angels, and the world will see that this Bible gave birth to angels, not only us he created. He created angels, he created men on earth. Angels live in heaven, they are spirits. And so he says that he will send his angels. Angels of who? Angels of the Bible. They are his servants. To enforce who? Enforce the word of God on earth. And that is going to happen at the end. And that as farmers gather tares, the things they don't need in the field, and bundle into the fire, and they are burnt, so shall it be at the end of this world. And that God is going to remove all that offend in his kingdom, all that are against his reign. His reign has come. He told us that from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God is being preached, because he came for that purpose. That is why he was made flesh according to the scripture. That God is going to send his son. And that this thing will take place in the days of the Roman Empire. It's all written in the Bible. If you go with me to Daniel chapter 2 and see what is scripture or record for us. This was the dream given to Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon. He did not understand the dream, neither did he remember the dream. And Daniel prayed with his friends to God, and God revealed the dream to them. And here's Daniel's report to Nebuchadnezzar concerning the dream. Daniel chapter 2, reading verse 31. Thou, O king, sawest, and behold, a great image. This image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. This image's head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay. Thou sawest till that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and brake them to pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken in pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. Amen. And so these were the four great kingdoms, beginning from Babylon to Rome, before the King of Kings would come, before Jesus would come to this earth. And so it was, I say, in the days of these kings, if we read that in verse 44, and in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. And so he's saying to us that this stone is the word of God, and that this word of God will be established in the days of the Roman Empire, that he will smote the image, this human image that was revealed to Nebuchadnezzar, on his feet, and he will pieces them, and they shall be found no more. And so it was, after Babylon, Medes and Persia took over, after Medes and Persia, Greece took over, then Rome came. And in the days of the Roman Empire, the word of God was made flesh. Jesus Christ himself came, and then began the preaching of the word of God. And so he said, this is the kingdom of God. What does that mean? The reign of God. That before then, humans were reigning. You have superpower. Babylon was a superpower, reigning the whole world, controlling. And then after them, the Medes took over, and the Persians, the Greeks took over from them, and then Rome reigned. But he said this thing will happen in the days of the Roman Empire. And so that's what God is saying to us, that this word of God has been preached from the days of John the Baptist to us. And from generation to generation, it's anyone that presseth in will enter. How do you enter? You believe that it is this word of God that is the everlasting king. He is the superpower of God, that God has planted Christ. He says, I am the true planting. That this kingdom of God is this Bible planted on earth to rule and to reign in this world. Apostle Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 2, hear the words of the eternal spirit speaking by his apostle. Read from verse 6. Of 1 Peter chapter 2, wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and the stone of stumbling, and the rock of offense, even to them which stumbled at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. Says in the days of the Roman Empire, the stone came. That stone, he says, is the stone the Lord laid in Zion, the word himself, the Holy Bible, and then smote that image. Who? The word, the stone of God. And this stone, he says, the builders disallowed him, but they have stumbled at the word. So all the nations have stumbled. The son of Nebuchadnezzar stumbled at the word. He fell. That day, Medes and Persia took over, according to the scriptures. And so Medes and Persia stumbled, Greeks took over. And then on and on, he overturned them to fulfill the scriptures. For the scripture cannot be broken. And the scripture says that then finally he will smote that whole image and establish this stone on earth. What stone? This word. That's why he said to us in the verse 2 of 1 Peter 2, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. Do you see? He wants you to desire the word. that you grow in the knowledge of him. He says, a sincere milk. Verse 3, if so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone. It's not dead stone, it's living. It says the word of God is living and powerful. You are come unto this living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. You also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer our spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. He says, building you up to be his house on earth. As the angels are his house in heaven, then you, we men on earth, will be his house, that holy men received him on earth. And therefore we are all servants of him. The angel told John that we are fellow servants. And we who made us servants, Jesus Christ. We are servants of the Holy Bible. We are servants of the Word of God. We are servants of the King of Kings. This God is the Word. He is the law that is going to rule us and rule all humanity, whether we like it or not. He said, wherefore, God has highly exalted the Word, that at his name every knee should bow and every tongue should confess that Jesus is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Of course, someone will say that we don't see that happening. The world is still going about its business. See what the book of Hebrews says concerning that. In case someone says, we don't think that the word of God will rule, we are changing situations, the Bible is forgotten. It's some old book. Hear what the scripture says to us. In Hebrews chapter 2, from verse 6, but one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownedest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, and he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. He said, we don't see everything put under this word of God yet. We are seeing the word being preached to us, for the time is appointed that all would come under him. But until such a time, he says, he's being preached to us that we should believe. Like one who's going to be a prime minister or a president may be a child today, but people may not know. He eventually will become the president or the prime minister. He said that Jesus Christ, this word of God, is the prime ruler of God for us. That God has given him to us to be the ruler. But we don't see that yet. And therefore, it takes faith now to receive the testimony of Jesus. God is preaching to us his word, his son. That it is his son that is put on the seat of power. That truly, Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And that he must reign until he has put down all rules and all authority. And that the last enemy to be destroyed is the flesh and blood, is the death. And then when he has put all rules and reigns down, you know, we have that in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Let's read that. Then we see Jesus, how we see him by the word, by the scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, reading from verse 23. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterwards they that are Christ at his coming. You know he's coming again. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father. When he have put down all rule and all authority and power, for he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death, for he hath put all things under his feet. But when he saith all things are put under him, It is manifest that he is accepted, which did put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued under him, then shall his Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. That God is one. And about God, that God gave us this Bible. And he says that all men should honor him, should bow to the scriptures. That ultimately, this word of God is coming in the glory of his Father, the word himself. The invisible spirit that spoke, that gave us this Bible. He says that when he has put all rule and all authority, all government, that he's going to wound the heads of many nations and bring them their rule. They will stumble at this word. They will try to fight him and say, we are going to get rid of the Bible. But he will bring them down. They will stumble at this stone. They don't know that he is that stone which he warned. If anyone fall on this stone, shall be broken. And if this stone fall on any nation, he will grind them to powder. Say yeah, the God. And that this God is real. He's a spirit. He said when he has put all rules and all reign, he will come. He will show that he is the only potentate, the King of Kings, the Almighty. That this Jesus, he said, I'm he that is alive. I was dead. Behold, I am alive forevermore. That though he was made flesh, he is not flesh and blood. Jesus cannot die. That he is the Word that was made flesh. He is alive today. By what means? By these scriptures. And that he is saying to us that we should bow to him. How do we bow to him? He said, my son, open your heart to me. He's standing on the door of your heart knocking, that he wants to write his word in our heart. He wants to give us the understanding of this Bible, that this word of God is the controller general. He is the ruler, that God cannot do anything except by the scriptures. And so it is this scripture he looks and enforces his reign. And he says that he's going to bring down all rules and he will swallow up death, that in the twinkle of an eye, that the Lord himself will descend from heaven with the voice of the archangel. And then we all shall change. And then this truth will come. The truth of this Bible will be made manifest that he's the Almighty. He said the Son himself, whom we are seeing today, shall submit to the Father. And then there will be one God, one rule, one reign. Reigning where? In his own. And that's why he's saying that to us we should open to him. That he's coming. And that this kingdom of God is this Bible. We should let him in to us. That we will live by him. That the Gentiles are seeking for things that will be taken away from them. That what shall it profit a man? That he gained the whole world and suffered the loss of his soul. That these things men are looking for can't save them. No, they can't save them. The Sodomites were doing very well. They prosper. Human prosperity can save. But when the angels came, they don't have respect for their prosperity. The angels have no root. They have no respect for the gate of the abyss they put in the hands of Peter, the servant of the Lord. He said that the angel touched him and the chains came off his hands. He didn't have respect for the doors and your barbed wires. It don't mean anything to the angels. They are spirits. They are not subject to human laws. And so he says that this word of God will be enforced on earth by his angels. You know, Herod spoke. Herod didn't know there are angels. And then he exalted himself. He said an angel smote him and the worms ate him up. He died. And that this word of God have angels that we should fear. That these angels, he's going to come in the glory of them. That it is this word in them. The word was in the angel when he was testifying to John. John feared that it is this Bible that is in them. And it is terrible. And that he's going to enforce his word, his reign. That's why he says, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The holy angels loyal to him overcame the dragon and his demons by the word of their testimony. And so they are loyal to him. And so he's saying to us, be loyal to the word of God, to the Holy Bible that is being preached to us. If you abide in this Bible and this word abide in you, not as ordinary letterings, no, as the Almighty God, as the God whom the Israelites didn't see that spoke to them on Mount Sinai. He said, you shall be saved. He's coming. And who is coming? This word of God. Some are saying Jesus is coming. Have you received this Jesus? It is this word that is coming. That a time is coming, this Bible will rule this whole earth. And if you have received him, he said you will rule with him. You will reign with him. But if you reject him, you say, no, we don't have anything to do with this King of Kings. We don't have anything to do with the Word of God. He said they preach themselves, saying that they are the ones. He said it's the devil that did that job, that the angels will bundle them and remove this flesh and blood that are boasting that they are children of God from out of the way. And then the righteous sons of God will flourish on earth. And the righteous sons of God are those who have the testimony of Jesus. Jesus is a spirit. His servants on earth, human beings, will have the testimony of this Bible in them. As you have policemen enforcing the law of a country, you don't see the law moving. He moving the policemen. He moving the army. They enforce the territorial integrity. He says that the servants of God are the servants of the Bible. Men who are on earth, spirit of just men made perfect, having a perfect knowledge of the perfect word of God, would make you a child of God. And then the angels are made perfect as well by the same scripture. He said the angels and us is one family, both in heaven and earth. And that is the kingdom is being preached to us, that he's coming. But the day is appointed. We don't see that kingdom yet, but we see the Bible. He says if you believe, then you enter into his rest. They didn't see the flood coming when Noah was preaching for 120 years. But eventually the flood came. But before the flood came, he told Noah, enter. Only Noah and his sons believed. God is telling us, enter where? Enter this word of God. Let him enter you, and that he can never pass away. That he's going to shake heaven and earth, and this word will remain. That this is the dwelling place of the Most High. That in him dwells the fullness of the Godhead in the bodily form. Who in the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, is the volume of God. And if this God enter you as a person, you can never perish. Say the word of God. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.